Editor. I encountered recycling, garbage and compost left outside the bins at the corner of 7th Avenue and 4th Street on December 30th. Unfortunately, this isn't a one-time occurrence. Although it is the first time I've encountered multiple compost bags left at the bins. Ironically, I was dropping off my own compost bag, which I managed to fit into the bin and close the bin properly. Why couldn't the people before me manage that? What are people thinking? Why do they think we have animal-proof bins? In the past year, there have been a variety of items left for others to clean up. Electronics, furniture, recyclables, even though the bin is right there. Dog poop bags, a child's toy that should have gone to the thrift store, a garbage bag full of beer cans and wine bottles, which should have been donated to a bottle drive, a rusty old bike, a small mattress, at least one chair and even clothes. I'm sure the people who do this are sufficiently literate to read the large sign posted on the garbage bin about calling the town for free pickup of large items. I'm baffled as to why people think it is all right to leave their mess for other people to clean up. Is it out-of-town people that don't know better? I doubt it because it happens too frequently. But, for a moment, let's assume some of the debris is left by visitors. It is the owner's obligation to let visitors know garbage disposal requirements, but visitors are not throwing out items such as printers, bookcases, chairs and mattresses. I'm asking all Canmoreites to be more considerate of one's neighbors and dispose of one's own garbage, compost and recyclables properly. Marlene Jones, Canmore.